All right, if you got a Bible tonight and you want to follow in the scripture, turn, if you will, please, to the Gospel of Matthew, 25th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Bless the Lord.
Interesting, verse 23 to begin with. 25th chapter, 23rd verse. If you're physically able, I'll ask you to stand. Reverence the one who wrote the book. Matthew 25 and verse number 23. His Lord, the Bible said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Father, I thank you for your word. This time together in the good house of God, I pray, Father, that you'd move in our midst, speak to our hearts. Somebody here lost, I pray this will be the night they get saved. Make a reservation for glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, if I'm to help these people, you're going to have to help me. I pray for physical strength, mental ability, most of all, thy spirit from above. I'll praise you and glorify you and tell everybody you did it all. Praise in Jesus' name and humbly pray. Amen. And you can be seated.
Amen.
And his Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I'll make thee ruler over many. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Now I'll tell you, folks, what got my attention here and what's bringing me here tonight. Back up two verses to verse 21, and you've got the same words, with the exception of one word. Verse 21 is, thou good and faithful servant. Verse 23 leaves out the thou, but other than that one word, it's identical. Now God says at one time, good enough for me. But I mean, when he comes along two times in a row, he's got my attention, brother. I mean, there's something important going on when God repeats himself that close together.
True, preacher. Yeah.
Very. And here, I mean, verse 21, verse 23. He's wanting us to know something.
Sure.
Now, if you read this in its context, you'll find out that, that first of all, here's one that he gave, you know, five talents, one, two talents, and and they came back and they doubled what they've been given. But one old boy, he went, got one talent, he hid his. I know you're a hard master and I might lose it. You'd be on my bones so I'd buried it and I'd have this one to bring back to you. But these other two, he commended, didn't he? One five. And that's who he's directing this toward. Well done. Good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Now I'll tell you what, church, I'd rather the Lord be able to say that to me at the end of the journey as to have anything this world's got to offer me tonight. I'd rather the Lord be able to look at me and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Than anything this world, Norman's got to give me.
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Had no preacher tell me years ago. He said before a man ever hears him say well done, he's going to have to do well. Because God ain't going to lie for nobody, is he? It's going to take some folks to doing well.
Amen.
Him say well done. Thou good. Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, to live your life, stand before God one day and him look at you and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. My God, I tell you, boy, that's worth it all right there, wouldn't it be?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Makes me think of the two old mountain boys, Lonnie. You know, went to the livestock market years ago with their daddy, and he bought a crate of chickens. And he got off down the road, and the old crate, that he'd give one of the boys the responsibility of getting them chickens home, you see. And so the old crate bounced off the cart and burst open, and the chickens escaped.
Mm-hmm.
That boy repaired that old chicken coop best he could, and he's running here to get the chicken and over yonder getting one.
Mm-hmm.
Rounded up all he could find and got him back in the crate, got home, and when his daddy arrived that evening, he said, "Daddy, I'm sorry," he said, "but the crate fell off. Cook fell off the cart, burst open," and he said, "the chickens escaped." But he said, "Daddy, I was able and finally managed to get 12 of them." Oh, he said, "Boy, you done good. You just started out with 7. And I believe that old boy was in line for a well done. Thou good and faithful servant, wasn't he?
Well done.
Yes, sir. Now, I'd like to go to the Old Testament commentary, as far as I'm concerned, of this verse. Carry you tonight to the first chapter of the book of Jonah. Yeah. And the last verse in the first chapter, the 17th verse. Where the Bible said, "Now the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah."
Right. Amen.
And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
Yeah.
And right here, neighbor, in the book of Jonah, I began to see one day the greatest servant about that I'd ever seen in the Word of God around. God's Word.
Yeah.
Now, to your surprise, it ain't Jonah.
No, it's not.
I mean, I can't brag on Jonah much. I mean, listen, God give him a job to do. Go down yonder and preach at Nineveh.
Yeah.
But he didn't like them Ninevites.
Right.
So he went down to Joppa and bought him a ticket to Tarshish.
Right, yes,
that's the furthest place you could travel in that day.
Yeah.
Long way.
And so when God gave him a job, he went in the opposite direction. Just as far as he could get away from what God wanted him to do and where God wanted him to be.
Right.
So I can't brag much on Jonah.
No.
4 chapters in Jonah.
Right.
And boy, I'm some old Jonah up in a hurry. Chapter 1, he's paying. The Bible said he went down to Joppa, bought him a ticket to Tarshish, and paid the fare thereof.
Right. Right.
Now I'm here to tell you, you get on that downward journey. See, he went down to Joppa.
Yeah.
He went down into the sides of the ship.
Amen.
And he's on that downward journey.
Amen.
And God ain't going to pay for your ticket when you're on that downward journey. You get in the will of God, amen, he'll pay the fare thereof.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
But you get to going away from God and down away from God, you'll pay the fare yourself.
Yes, you will, every time.
I'll take you to the mountains of North Carolina tonight and point out several that's paying the fare thereof, brother.
Amen.
Yes, sir, I'm satisfied there's some faces coming to your recollection tonight of some folks that's paying dearly, ain't they?
Right.
The fare thereof.
Sure.
So chapter number 1, he's paying. Chapter number 2, he's praying.
Yeah.
The Bible started out chapter 2, he cried, the Bible said, unto the Lord. He's praying. And before he concluded that prayer, he got on salvation is of the Lord.
Yeah.
Salvation's of the Lord.
Yeah, it is.
I said, that old fish can't take this preaching. I got to get rid of him. Spit him out, didn't he, in a heartbeat. So chapter 2, he's praying.
Yeah, right.
Chapter 3, he's preaching.
Preaching.
Finally got to doing what God. I believe that old fish spit him out as close where he was supposed to start with.
Amen, brother. Amen. I believe that too.
And buddy, old Jonah hit the ground running.
Running.
I said you would too if you just spent 3 days and nights on a foam blubber mattress. Can't you just see that old seaweed hanging over his ears? I believe them gastric juices had him bleached out.
Yeah, I believe that too.
Huh?
Yep.
Amen.
And man, he hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And so chapter 3, he's preaching.
Yeah.
Chapter 4, he's pouting.
Right.
He wanted God to destroy him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's prejudiced bad against that crowd.
Amen.
And he wanted God to destroy them. And when God didn't, old Jones pouted. So there he is, paying,
yeah,
praying, preaching, and pouting. That's Jones. And so he's anything but a good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
Well, you say, preacher, ain't no other servant. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Verse 17.
Sure.
I'm looking at a whale of a servant.
Yeah.
Whale of a servant.
Amen.
Sure.
And the Lord prepared a great fish.
Great fish.
Amen.
Swallow up Jonah. Right here, as great a servant I've ever seen in my life. Well, how can you say that about this fish, preacher? You listening? First of all, he is prepared by the Lord.
Amen.
Why bring that up, preacher? You'd be shocked and appalled how many standing in the pulpits across America that's never been prepared by the Lord.
Amen.
Every Sunday morning they stand there prepared by man.
You're right.
God ain't 40 mile of it.
There will be.
I'm glad and happy in my soul, buddy. April 16th, 1953, I set the third pew back. Gary Unicoi Baptist Church, lost, headed for hell. I'm glad there's an old man of God in that pulpit that's been prepared for God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he looked like a wild man, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, his hair every direction, he was sweating like a horse, walking on about 3 inches of his pant legs. He looked like he's wild. And man, I got, he believes what he's preaching.
Yeah, he does.
Listen, he believes there's a hell he's trying to warn me about, and he got my attention.
Amen.
I mean, buddy, he is up there prepared by God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I decided I didn't want to go to that place he had warned
me. Amen.
Yeah.
But I got convicted and I got right with God.
Amen.
If he'd been some little 2 by squirt up there prepared for man, Gary, I might have died without God.
Amen.
I'm so glad, Tommy, there's a man up there prepared for the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir, preacher.
And boy, that's what we're needing in this generation.
Yeah, we need it. Gotta have it.
We're needing some singers and testifiers and Sunday school teachers and preachers in pulpits that's been prepared by the Lord. Thank God, he's a great servant. He's been prepared by the Lord. Number 2, he's placed by the Lord.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy.
Jonah was in the fish's belly 3 days and 3 nights. You know what that tells me? That fish got him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
You know why he got him, Norman?
Right.
He is in the right place at the right time.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You know why every seat ain't full in here tonight?
Thanks. Preaching, Lord.
Right here's three vacant.
Right.
See, back there we'd get three or four more of them. You know why? People out of place.
Right.
People in this area was in their place tonight. We wouldn't have a vacant seat tonight.
Right.
Get a couple more right in here.
Right.
But they're out of place, preacher. Now I'm pulling out these places. He can't do it because he knows who normally sits there that's out of place tonight.
Yeah.
I get by with it. I don't know who sits there. You know what I tell them these days, Gary? You'd be surprised what I get by with and blame it on my medicine. Yes, sir. I said getting old ain't too bad. I've outlived my enemies.
Yeah.
I ain't got no peer pressure. Yes, sir. But there's some folks that's out of place tonight.
That's right, preacher. Amen.
There's going to be some folks out of place in your church Sunday morning.
Right.
That old fish, buddy, is where he is supposed to be. Yeah. When he's supposed to be there. And he got the job done, didn't he?
Right.
Yes, sir. God help you to be where you ought to be when you're supposed to be.
Amen.
And if you ever want to hear him say, well done.
Man. Yeah.
Good and faithful servants want to give place.
That's good.
Sure.
Thank God we can get in place where God bless us.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, he's placed by the Lord. He's prepared by the Lord. Thirdly, he was pleasing to the Lord.
Amen.
Bless him.
How do you know that, preacher? Well, first of all, he pleased the Lord by what he swallowed.
Amen.
Preach on, brother.
Now the Lord prepared a great fish to what? Swallowed up.
Yeah. Swallowed.
Right.
Jim tried to swallow up. I swallowed down. I helped Norman up by the hills, and he couldn't swallow. Swallow down, don't you? But the Bible, that's what it says. That's what it says. He swallowed up, John.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Couldn't get him down. A backslid preacher be hard to get down. Yeah. Lift him up and he's gone, man. Yes, sir. One big gulp. Come on, chum. He swallowed him up.
Yes. Amen.
If you ever hear the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant, there's going to be some times you just won't have to swallow and keep on going for God.
True.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
Stuff come over that pulpit, it's hard to swallow.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you ever hear the Lord say, well done, you just won't have to swallow it and keep on going.
Yeah. Yeah. You're telling it right.
Well, that's how he's going to preach. I'll just stay home. Yeah, don't look forward to no well done. Just swallow it and keep it going.
Amen.
Hey, I pastored the same church for 41 years. Can you imagine all I was swallowed in 41 years?
Well done, brother.
Thank you, preacher. I mean, can you imagine? Just had to swallow and keep it going.
Right.
Yes, sir. And they're going to be times you just have to give a big gulp and go on for God.
You're right. Amen. He's telling it right.
Amen, preacher.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Not only did he please God by what he swallowed, but he pleased God by what he spit up.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, when God said the word, he gagged him up, didn't he? And there's going to be some times God's going to speak to you and say there's something going on in your life, get rid of it.
Yeah. Spit it up.
Amen. People might find you an old lawler and gag it up.
Right. Yeah, buddy.
Get rid of it. Yes. You ain't never going to hear that well done if you don't learn to spit up what God's saying.
Amen. Get rid of it.
Amen.
You
don't want
I appreciate how the Lord went about it in my life. I mean, all this stuff, I didn't see nothing wrong with, you know, when I got saved. But little by little, God said, hey, that ain't becoming for a child of God. Get rid of it.
Amen.
I mean, he didn't just dump the whole load on me, nor the one time. You know, but little by little, buddy, that ain't right. This ain't right.
Amen.
I had to gag it up, buddy. Things behind, get rid of it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching to somebody that's got some stuff in your life and need to gag it up.
Amen.
Bless you, man. Spit that. You can look forward to that well done. Back to what Lot's wife was told, and Lot met the crowd. Look not behind thee. You'd be surprised how many people that's costing tonight. They're looking back. Looking back, old so-and-so hurt my feelings. And they're looking back at that. What's pleasing to God. Looking back at that day, they got their little feelings hurt. Need to gag that mess up and get rid of it.
Amen.
You look forward to that day, boy, hearing him say, well done, and thou good and faithful servant. We please God, but what he swallowed, he pleased God, but what he spit up. And then he pleased God for the fact he just swam away. He didn't hang around to have no spotlight shined on him to be bragged on. It's amazing what some people will do if you brag on
them.
That's right, buddy. You know, I'd spot them the heartbeat these days. Anybody gets up, you know, and begins to apologize for sore throat, you know, or stopped up nose or something. What they're saying, now I'm really better than what you want to hear tonight.
Yeah, preach on, brother.
Well, I don't get no better this sin, amen. It's amazing what you pick up over the years.
Little by little.
You're right,
Fisher.
Yes, sir. That old fish didn't hang around for no badges or buttons. Or be braked on. He swam off. He done what he's supposed to do and swam off. Yes, sir. These days, Lonnie, I'm just preaching the swimming off. Amen. I made up my mind 40-some year ago. Any credit goes to God.
Amen. Buddy, I love it.
Amen.
Bless him.
And along with it, I give him the criticism. God, I just preach what you told me.
Amen.
Bless him.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Let him have that too. Carol stays on my case half the time, getting me a hearing aid. I said, that's the greatest asset in the ministry, to be Dave. I just preached, let it lay. Yes, sir.
She listens back in there what's said about me, then hollers it at me, you know.
Bless him.
I was married in North Carolina, brother, here, a couple of years ago. Seats a little bit closer here. I jumped from the platform and I missed the vacant spot and hit a man. Hurt him. Well, they didn't know Carolyn, you know. They were sitting back there the next night.
Mm-hmm.
One woman talking to another, y'all have been here last night. Oh, I was here, I saw the whole thing. So that's an asset to have my wife back in there listening. They write that old fish, he didn't hang around.
There
no badger button or deep right down, did he?
Amen.
He just swam away.
Yes.
Did what he's supposed to do, swam off.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, God won't be robbed of his glory.
Amen.
No, he won't.
Amen.
No, sir.
Bless him.
You do something for God, just swim off.
Swim off.
Amen.
Amen. Give him the glory.
Yeah, he deserves it.
My God, church, I'd rather think that I could hear a well done good and faithful servant out of my Lord.
Yes.
My sober days done.
Amen.
Anything I know of.
Amen.
Hey, I may live and die. Preacher, never attain a place that I could hear the Lord say that to me. But God knowing my heart, I'm going to be a better servant.
Amen.
I've ever been. Because the Lord's been so good to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that choir sang that song a while ago, talking about how good God's been to us.
Amen.
We'll be running down the yellow line, the big road down here, giving three hoops for Jesus.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah. It's the
Lord. Amen.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Amen. Amen.
We sing that old song back in the mountains, you know, feel like traveling on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That last verse, the Lord has been so good to me.
Yeah.
I changed it a little bit. Instead of feel like traveling on, we sing, I feel like praising the Lord.
Praising the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Because the Lord's been so good to me.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hallelujah.